Yeah, it is, and I think I'm in the running for manager of the month for May as well. So it was a great performance, but it had to be because, you know, although the scoreline is very flattering for us, they're not a bad team, and you had to stay organised against them, but then take out opportunities. What we've got at the moment, we've got two players in Scott Hogan and Lasse Vibe who go beyond. You know, everybody looks at Jamie Vardy at the moment, and he runs in behind and he doesn't stop working. That's what we've got in Scott Hogan and Lasse Vibe, and they're giving us an out ball, and they've been very clinical as well.
Too early probably to talk about who you're going to be able to keep. I know Brentford fans are worried about David Button going. It'll be a battle to keep hold of him. The goalkeeper's done very well. David Wagner, of course, will be reporting back to his Bezzy mate about Sergi Kanos today. So he loves playing football. He's so exciting to watch. The fans love him. Is there any chance that Sergi Kanos will come back next season?
I'm not sure. I mean, we'd like him to. Obviously, he's done excellent for us. Scored another goal today to set us on our way. He's just got an energy and enthusiasm to play football, and he puts smiles on people's faces. But, you know, he's only 19. He's still learning the game and, you know, still needs to know where to go without the ball at times. But, you know, he's been an absolute pleasure to work with, and, you know, you know, I'd like to think that we've played a major part in his development so far, and, you know, Liverpool will thank us for that, and, you know, we hope he has a bright future, and, you know, if there is an opportunity for him to come back to us, we would love it.
It's been physicality is the big difference, isn't it, in the Championship between League One and League Two. I remember you saying in a conversation with Chris Powell, formerly of this parish, how you felt as though you were tested more tactically in the division below, and it's a little bit more roughy-tufty up here. Would you say that as the season has gone on, your approach, and of course you haven't had the players either, your approach has been a little bit more pragmatic?
Yeah, I think it'd be fair to say that. You know, sometimes it's been down to what we've had available to us as well. You know, we was very gung-ho when I first came in, and there was a 2-0, a 4-2 and whatnot. And then we went on a poor run and we had to become better organised behind the ball. You know, we had to stop getting beat. That was and stop conceding too many goals, and we've done that. Done it really well, and really proud of the players, to be honest, for the way they've turned it around, and, you know, gone and got 7 wins in the last 8 games, 8-9 games. So it's a tremendous turnaround, and it's a credit to them. But, you know, I was standing on the sideline today and thought how organised we looked. And when you are organised, it makes it very difficult for the opposition.
It's very modest and Brummagem of you, if I may say so, because a lot of the credit has to go down to you and Mr. O'Kelly, doesn't it? It's a pat on the back.
No, I think it's I've got a great staff here. You know, I've had to learn about what they do here at times, because you come in where I've been used to running the whole club. You know, there's a lot of things that I don't need to do here, which has been brilliant, and there's a good staff amongst the place, and they've all helped, you know, get the players out there on the pitch, and helped in helping turn the run of form around.